Indonesia has recorded more deaths from the novel coronavirus than any other country in Southeast Asia. The Associated Press notes that Indonesia has the most deaths among medical workers in the area. More than 200 medical workers, mostly doctors and nurses, have died from the coronavirus. The pandemic has led to concerns about the long-term effects of the virus on the nation's already weak healthcare system. The problems faced by Indonesian healthcare workers are similar to others around the world. They include long work hours, overcrowded hospitals, and a lack of resources like personal protective equipment. Some issues have been solved. The Indonesian government says it has been able to provide PPE to healthcare workers. But there were problems not long ago. For a time, some doctors wore plastic raincoats while working. Now there are other problems. Halik Malik is a doctor and spokesperson for the Indonesian Medical Association. He told the AP that coronavirus and non-coronavirus patients are often treated in the same healthcare centers. This increases the workers' risk of being exposed to the virus. Only workers who are treating known COVID-19 patients are provided virus testing for themselves, Malik said. He added that the test results are often delayed. We are worried that if positive cases in the community continue to increase, there will be many cases that cannot be handled properly, he said. On September 8th, Indonesia surpassed 200,000 cases of the coronavirus, the second highest total in Southeast Asia. Currently, only the Philippines has more. Nurul Nadia is with the Center for Indonesia's Strategic Development Initiatives, an organization that deals with health issues. Nadia told the AP that the country's health system is weak. The number of specialist doctors is very few, and many have become victims of COVID-19 now, she said. The spread of the virus is getting worse. The World Health Organization reports that 66,420 cases were recorded in Indonesia in August alone. That is a 28% increase from July's total. Most of these cases were in East Java Province and Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. The virus is fast becoming a problem in other areas too. Health experts suspect the true number of cases is much higher than what has been reported. One problem is a lack of testing. Indonesia continues to have one of the lowest testing rates in the world. This has not stopped businesses across the country from reopening. Bali is a popular stop for travelers. It began welcoming visitors from across the country on July 9th. Bali's tourism agency chief, Putu Astawa, said the island welcomed at least 78,000 domestic tourists in August. The WHO said it is concerned about the healthcare system's capacity to handle more cases of COVID. Medical workers face other issues that are difficult to count. Irman Palepi is a doctor who has worked in a COVID-19 intake center since March. He said that healthcare workers often work long hours but are not offered help for mental health or emotional issues. The fear of exposure to the virus has also kept many healthcare workers away from their families. They chose to stay in government-provided hotels instead of going home. Palepi is newly married, but he has spent most of the past 5 months living away from his wife. He was worried about infecting her. Recently, however, he found out his wife is pregnant and decided to move back home to care for her. But, he said, that decision does not come without risks. "I'm getting more scared now, and getting sadder too," he said. "I remember my family at home more than before. What if we get infected?" Indonesia's government announced a plan last week to help healthcare workers. The plan includes moving patients from hospitals to create more space, changing work arrangements to reduce exposure to patients, and providing better nutrition to medical workers. Wiku Adhisasmito served as spokesperson for Indonesia's National COVID-19 Task Force. At a press conference, he said that we are deeply sorry for our health workers, those who died while treating COVID-19. He added that both the task force and the Minister of Health are very concerned about this issue. I'm Brian Lin.